Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Back to your phone calls in a moment. We mentioned earlier, Alex Bregman to the Cubs. 5 years, $175 million. If the Tigers had signed him for that price, Gator, your thoughts today would be?
Dumb.
Your thoughts today would be dumb. You would be having dumb thoughts?
It's a dumb contract.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's a dumb contract. Was it $35 million a year?
Yeah.
$35 million a year. The only part of the contract that I like is that it's 5 years. And maybe that's the thing. You overpay for just having for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like a dumb contract. And for him to take the deal to go to Chicago when the reported deal from Boston was only for $10 million less, it was like a five-year, $165 million deal. I don't know. That's clearly just going for the money. And when you get into that kind of crazy range of money, I would have
$10 million here or there matter.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I think you're going to put up better numbers in Boston than you would Chicago. But you weigh what you want. You know, which team would you rather play on? And apparently, it's Chicago.
I can already envision that some people out there are hearing this and saying, "Yeah, well, not doing anything is dumb."
Sure,
which is the interpretation of what the Tigers have done, even though they've bolstered the bullpen, which is one of those things that never creates excitement, but is always valuable.
It's very valuable. But I guess the thing is with the contract here, there's the part that I like and the part that I think is dumb. I think the $35 million a year is dumb. To get it on 5 years is actually kind of smart.
Mm-hmm.
So do they cancel each other out and it's a decent deal? I just question why he wanted to go to Chicago over staying in Boston and making just a little bit less. So how does it affect the Tigers? Obviously, Bregman's off the board. Are the Tigers even in on Bo Bichette? Because I haven't heard any connection.
They haven't
connection.
Been linked at all.
I haven't seen any connection at all. And Bichette has not signed with anybody yet, though there's some teams that think they got a good chance. But I get the feeling that the Tigers are not in on Bichette. It's just how it feels. If there's no connection, then are they? Or are they going to jump in at the last second? And it's going to be frustrating for fans that an opportunity was here this offseason. It still is. It's a long offseason. You still got a couple months to add another quality bat to the lineup, and it hasn't been done yet. We'll see if they end up doing something. But, I mean, you go to the trade deadline last year, and Bichette's name had come around a little bit, right? And
yep.
Suarez, his name was out there. It was huge. Everybody thought the Tigers should go for Suarez, and they didn't. Suarez is still available, right?
Yeah.
And yet, is there any connection at all?
Nope.
With the Tigers and Suarez in the offseason when it doesn't cost you any players? That's going to be frustrating for Tiger fans to deal with as this continues to go on. And, you know, I'm predicting in my mind what Scott Harris is already saying. Well, we don't want to block anybody, and we feel like we've got these players in hand. In the next 2 years, you'll understand why we do what we do. And, well, okay, whatever. But right now, you've got a window of opportunity to win.
To win now.
Because you've got Tarek Skubal for the 1 year, even though I think now the writing's on the wall, you've got to trade him. I don't think they're going to trade him. It's what I would do. I would trade him, but I don't think they're going to.
Look, I give the Detroit Tigers organization from ownership on down credit for being the favorite to win this division, for being the team they've been the last 2 years, a playoff team. I give them credit for that. And I'm banking that, okay? I'm banking the credit. I also don't know what the hell they're doing this offseason. I think when somebody does something illogical is when you're going to get me to go after you. And I think their arbitration offer to Skubal is illogical. I keep wanting to hear something, and it may come where I go, oh, that's why they lowballed him. Because I think having a less than 100% in Tarek Skubal, just give him his $32 million and shake his hand and say, let's go out together. Let's end this relationship on the best of notes. Here's your $32 million. Go kick ass. Give us everything you got. Let's go win the World Series, and then best of luck to you. Because I think Skubal's intention all along from the Skubal camp, which includes Boris, is to get out of Detroit. Because no matter what offer Detroit makes, some of those bigger market teams can always offer a dollar more, and they will. I have no idea the upside of lowballing him in arbitration. They're even if they don't lose the case, saving a few million, saving $13 million, that they don't appear to be, that doesn't appear to be burning a hole in their pocket to spend anyway, leads to me have concern about how Tarek Skubal is going to approach this season. And I think it's illogical what they've done. And then when you couple that with a relatively passive offseason, I like what they've done with the bullpen. I don't think it should be discounted. But at the end of the day, I find this to be a rather illogical offseason. I don't know what they're doing.
It is a little strange. The negotiations with Skubal, if this, you know, because they do have the ability to negotiate right up until there's a ruling. So they can still negotiate with Skubal on this arbitration thing. Throwing the number out there at 19 and having the $13 million disparity, it's canyonous. And we've been asking the question, how does it make sense? How does it make sense? Well, if it is just still a negotiation, if the Tigers then leak out that, hey, we've offered $24 million, we've bumped up our offer. That's a significant bump. Does that make them look better?
Why even look bad in the first place?
I don't know. I'm trying to talk this out, and still, you know, this is several days later, and it's still have the same argument. I don't know why they did what they did, but, you know, is it just so they can make the big jump in the negotiation? Hey, we moved up $5 million. Can you guys come down $5 million from 32 to 27, and we'll meet in the middle, and here's, you know, $25 million or $26 million.
He might be compelled to do that. The one thing, it is a negotiation, and negotiations start with lowball offers and over asks, and then you meet in the middle. But when you get to the point of filing for arbitration, you know, so people understand how arbitration works, and I don't know if everybody does. In MLB, the arbitrator decides whose offer to take. He doesn't say meet in the middle.
No.
If it gets to arbitration, Skubal will make $32 million or $19
million. Unless, I mean, of course, the Tigers can offer more if they want to, but those are the numbers that the arbitrator is looking
at. If it gets to arbitration, those are the only two possibilities, that he gets the Tigers' number or his own or what he asked for.
And because of that, I think it's way in the favor of Skubal, because if you're ruling on this and you're like, okay, well, what do we give this guy? He's the back-to-back Cy Young Award winner. And that's hard to believe that's the number that's being offered is 19. I get it that that's a record that's been offered, but it's nowhere near the value of the player. And when you've got a Juan Soto out there that had a $31 million arbitration ruling, I think you looked more towards that and say, okay, again, two-time Cy Young Award winner. I got to believe it's in Skubal's favor. I've talked to since then, by the way, don't think that's necessary.
We get feedback all the time of people that say, no, because of the way arbitrations worked in the past, they're going to go off previous rulings, and this would be the highest amount ever awarded a starting pitcher, and the biggest raise ever getting, and all these reasons as to why he won't win it. I just think the upside of winning it and getting him at $19 million aren't worth the downside of appearing, but of maybe pissing off Skubal to the point where, hey, you didn't like him not going out for the seventh. Just wait till he doesn't go out for the sixth. Well, and the rest of the roster and the rest of the league, the perception of your organization.
See, the thing is, if you're going to, let's say they win it at 19, you got to go out and spend money then, right? You still got to go and get another bat.
You damn well better. What's the point of saving the
pitcher?
Money?
Yeah. Because, we saved 13.
And if you're going to say, to pocket it, I'm going to say, well, that sucks and I'm not happy about it. But I wait to criticize someone when they don't do instead of criticizing before they don't do it.
Yeah.
Let's get back to your phone calls. Jim in New Baltimore. Hi.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Second year in a row, the Tigers will regret not signing Alex Bregman. Oh, you knew it was going to come up at some point today. Proven right-handed contact bat that walks and delivers in the postseason. The Tigers don't have anybody playing third base. AJ Hinch can say McKinstry was an all-star. You want to know why he was an all-star? Because Bregman didn't play in the all-star game. Bregman last year missing 50 games would have been the best bat on the Tigers. His WAR was higher than Dingler, than Green, than Karp, than all of them. And this team refused to engage in a contract negotiation this offseason. If it's a money thing, you're reinforcing a stereotype. If it's a baseball thing, it's baseball negligence. They will regret this again the way they did last year.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing the same thing they did last year. They lost out on Bregman last year, and they just needed a contact bat. I don't care if he played third base. I don't care if he played anywhere. Just had to, other than catcher, we had a contact back playing catcher, but we didn't have it anywhere else. Yeah, they're going to regret not going after Bregman, especially if they don't go after anyone to improve the lineup.
You know what? I think this is an overreaction. 5-175 with no opt-out at any point. I think this contract's going to age horribly. And you said, yes, his OPS would have been the best on this team last year. Green had an 806. Bregman had an 836. I don't know if I'm paying this kind of money and being locked down by that contract for 836 OPS. It's not going to age well. And look, he only has 104 home runs in the five seasons since COVID. I mean, that's not spectacular. I think this is a gross overpay, and I'm kind of glad the Tigers didn't do it.
Those are your overreact gems, 97.1.
Okay. We're going to get to the phones here in a second. One thing we've been talking about, what did this weekend show you as a Lions fan? And we can talk about some of those takeaways. One of them, Aiden Hutchinson was on TV. He was asked, what's the single biggest thing? He goes, no, but just got to get healthy on defense, and then we'll have a complete defense, and we'll be fine. I don't think that's the case, and I'm tired of hearing that from that place. So we're going to get back to your phone calls, but I wanted to do this. I have an update on the Skubal thing. And frankly, I'm not interested in having an argument. There is no argument. All right. You do with this whatever you want. But there was a report from Ken Rosenthal this weekend, combined with a piece in the New York Times. And I'm just going to report this, right? Give you this, and you guys take it wherever you want to go. Because I'm done. I wouldn't be in this position. I would have traded Scooble or signed him. I never would be in this spot. Ken Rosenthal basically said the Tigers had checked in on free agent pitchers, Lucas Giolito and Chris Bassett. My opinion of those pitchers, again, I'll leave it out. Would you be a better team with one or two? Yes. Yeah. I don't want to get into that. But it said the Tigers' pursuit of those two could be affected by if they lose Scooble's arbitration hearing, i.e., they don't have to pay him 19, they have to pay him 32. So in a sport that there's no salary cap, it sure sounds like they are imposing what their budget is, which is their prerogative. Right. But it's showing you, because again, what's interesting is if you look at like payroll commitments for next season, there are some teams that are going to be spending a hell of a lot of money in a year that there's probably no baseball. The Tigers, I mean, if I just scroll real quick, you know, be factually accurate here. Yeah, the Tigers, of the teams that are in the top half of payrolls, they have by far the lowest commitment. They only have about $35 million committed for next year. But it's showing you this Scooble thing is essentially, if they have to pay him, and I believe they're going to end up having to pay him $32 million. I'll be surprised if Boris is interested in talking to them.
I don't see how they wouldn't have to pay him $32 million. I don't see how he could lose this arbitration.
Correct. Now, to their credit, they made the highest offer that's ever been made. Well, Boris made the highest ask. And the fact that Boris has shown no willingness to really engage and talk and do Scooby-Doo rhymes, them owing 32 to Scooble will take away the money they would use on Giolito or Bassett. That there is, in fact, at least if you believe these reports, I don't think it takes Inspector Clouseau to tell you there's a hard budget here. And I wonder if the lockout plays a role. I wonder if the lack of a fruitful TV deal plays a role.
Mike, the lockout has to play a role just because not going all in what could be Scooble's last year tells me, all right, when we take a year off from baseball, people will be so happy to have it back, they won't be angry with us in two seasons.
Yeah. Again, we've done it. We've talked about it to death. But just understand, if you read this New York Times piece, they're saying that Scooble's arbitration could turn the entire system on its head. And I believe them to be right, because to Rico's point, back-to-back Cy Young winner would still be making almost $10 million less than Zach Wheeler. Tigers made the highest offer ever, damn well knowing they're never winning the bid at 19. Right. And Boris came in a million higher than Soto. I think with full confidence, he'll get that number. Yeah. And for those of you going, well, why didn't he just come in at 50? Because then you're spitting in the face of the process. He had the highest ask by a million. You can get that number. And I think they will. Look, if this would make more sense if both sides were willing to meet in the middle, $25 million and call it a day, but I'd be shocked if they negotiated versus go to the hearing.
Yeah,
why I wouldn't have Scooble here, because that $32 million, look, if you believe in your process as Scott Harris does, take that $32 million and go get two or three ball players, including two starting pitchers. I love Scooble as much as anybody.
Yeah, but if you get rid of Scooble, you will lose the PR. There's no way you can spin this.
Okay, well then.
There's no way you can let a back-to-back Cy Young winner walk.
You lose the PR if you don't make a credible offer. The last and only offer we've ever had intimated is this murky 4 years under $100 million a year and a half ago. Rico, if a single report came out that they offered six at 250 and he turned it down, no reasonable Tiger fan would attack the organization.
Well, see that I'm beginning to wonder, because we've heard about the whole Bregman and how much they offered him. That got leaked.
That's why I don't think there's been an offer, because if there was,
or maybe the offer was so low. Yeah, don't put that out there.
Well, that's a different thing. But then again, then you deserve the smoke. This is, again, you know, ESPN has this piece out today, just so people don't think it's the boogeyman at 97.1. ESPN put the piece out, and by the mathematics, the Tigers have gotten worse. Now, you could say the game's not played on paper. Respect, you're right. And they play in this homeless shelter of a division. They'll probably win the damn thing. I mean, they didn't last year, but you get my point. The whole idea is, in the run-up to this Scooble farewell, which it surely feels like, they haven't gotten better. That's deeply concerning to me, because Rico's point all along was, if you're keeping them, hey, let's rally up and get better. And they haven't. Mm-hmm. So look, that's the update. You do what you want with it. I'm not going to yell about it. I'm not going to debate it. I'm not sitting here crushing the team. Every team's got a budget. The point is, if keeping Scooble was going to limit you so badly that you wouldn't go out and add another legitimate arm, I don't want to talk about Drew Anderson. That's a $7.5 million lottery ticket. Might work, might not. Guy hasn't pitched in the major leagues in, what, 4 years? 5 years? You needed a legit number two for everything to slot right. And let's face it, you really need 6, 7, 8 pitchers now, the way the league works. Mm-hmm. They didn't do that. They didn't get the middle of the order bat. I don't hate Kenley Jansen. I also am not overly optimistic he will repeat the best season he's had in 4 or 5 years. The point is, you did some things. I'll never understand the Gleyber Torres thing.
Well, no.
Whatever.
And Mike, when it comes to Scooble, it also just, because of how things have gone down, what's his motivation this year? Yeah. Is he a competitor? Yes. Does he want to win? Yes. But when I got to fight for every nickel and dime, guys, I just won back-to-back Cy Young, and this is how you treat me?
But let's also be fair. The man he is repped by has no intent on keeping him here, and I'm not going to
defy. Right, that's what I'm saying. So this year is just going to kind of seem like just this weird, almost forced marriage where we're together, but don't ask us which rooms we sleep in because we're in separate rooms.
No, it's fair. So there's your update. You do what you want with it. I'm not saying it's earth-shattering. I just thought the note about Giolito and Bassett was illuminating. And if you want to get all bent out of shape, that they've got a budget, okay, that's fine. But look, man, the financials are the financials. You're one of 9, 10, 11 teams that no longer has a TV deal. You got a lockout staring down the barrel of a gun here. Yeah, it's a business. Now, if you have a fan running the team, you're willing to lose a little bit more money. But that's, look, guys, I can just give you what it looks like reality is. It ain't like I'm going to get a look at their books anytime soon. No one ever sees the books of a major league team, ever.
Right.
Then you know what's, look, the best thing that could happen for the Detroit Tigers is that there is no baseball in 27. And then in 2028, we come back with a fundamentally different system to where they can better compete within realistic parameters. Do you understand that the Dodgers pay more in taxes than about 10 of the total team payrolls in the sport? The system is broken.
No, it's broken, but the Dodgers will say, but we have trophies, so we don't care.
I understand that, but I'm not on KTLA, care.
I
I'm making a point here.
Right.
The system is fugazi.
It is.
And the best hope for the Tigers is that the system deeply changes, because they don't have a lot more runway to go payroll-wise. Rico, they're not carrying a $250 million payroll here. They're not. And they're in that in that 160, 165 range. Let's make an assumption Scooble has a part of that, because, again, a lot of it is on projection. MLB payrolls are a disaster as far as, like, figuring them all out and percentages and, you know, this is allocated for arbitration. If he wins his hearing, it sounds like they won't be able to go get another pitcher. That's a pretty brutal outcome.
No.
That's Ken Rosenthal. Again, doesn't work for 97.1. So, you know, get mad at Ken and his bow ties. 248-539-9797. Back to your phone calls next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.